Democrats in the state Senate say they're taking Governor Andrew Cuomo at his word to help them regain the majority in the Senate, despite some indications that the governor might be walking back some of the promises he made at the Working Family Party's convention Saturday night. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousin says she's holding Governor Cuomo to his promise made to the Working Families Party to regain Democratic control of the state Senate. Senator Stewart-Cousin says she expects to see Cuomo out on the campaign trail with Democratic candidates this summer and fall.
He's going to be campaigning, so I would imagine that, again, he'll be campaigning with the Senate senators who will help him push forward his agenda.
At the party's convention late Saturday night, Cuomo, in a video produced in conjunction with Working Family leaders, pledged to unify around taking back the Senate for Democrats.
Together, we must go out and we must win a majority of the seats in the Senate. It is that simple, but it is that sweeping, because that is the obstacle to making this agenda a reality.
The Senate is controlled by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats known as the IDC. Cuomo also in the video called for the IDC to reconcile with the rest of the Senate Democrats.
We should start by telling the IDC that they must agree to return to the Democratic Party or face our unified opposition.
But just hours later, on Sunday morning, Cuomo, speaking at a parade, seemed to be walking back those comments, saying his remarks need a little bit of context.
This is about electing people who support an agenda. I also will oppose Democrats who have opposed the things that we've tried to pass. I've been trying to pass something called the Women's Equality Act that protects a woman's right to choose in New York. There are Democrats who don't support that. So it's not as easy as saying, you know, all Democrats are good, all Republicans are bad, or vice versa. You have to also look at the issues and where people stand on the issues, and that's what voters should be doing.
The independent Democrats have said repeatedly that they are for those things, but they just can't convince the GOP to go along. Senate IDC leader Jeff Klein did not have any immediate comment. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who's had a good working relationship with Cuomo in the past, says the governor's new pledges to work against the current Senate leadership are a tale of two Cuomos.
Who, on one hand, is saying commercials, saying how great it is Republicans and Democrats are working together for on-time budgets, cutting taxes, creating jobs, and then you have another Andrew Cuomo, maybe it's a different middle initial, who is basically kowtowing to the most extreme liberal Working Families Party, saying that bipartisanship doesn't work in Albany.
Skelo says he has not spoken to Cuomo, but he predicts that the more controversial remaining end-of-session issues will not see action this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.